We are in the midst of graduation season these days. My social media feeds have been full of pictures of happy graduates and their families enjoying their accomplishments, from the smallest pre-K even to doctoral students. Our own St. Agnes School 8th grade will graduate next week, marking the end of their elementary school career. One thing that is almost always a part of graduation is some sort of commencement address. And in that address, the speaker marks the ending of this one phase of life and the beginning, the opening of a new chapter. He or she usually shares some sage pieces of advice and encourages the graduates to go out into the world and to make a difference. The words of Jesus that we have just heard in the gospel today are a type of commencement address. They were spoken at the Last Supper, after Jesus had washed the feet of his apostles and shared the Eucharistic meal with them. He sits down and he gives them a rather lengthy discourse from which today's gospel is excerpted. And this discourse delineates the ending of this phase of their relationship with Jesus and the opening of a new phase, a time marked by his passion, his death, and his resurrection. These are his guiding words as they pass through this troubling time into a new phase of life. And they're also guiding words for us, for his modern-day disciples. So what does Jesus tell them? He tells them three things. He says, first, they should keep his word and remain in his love. Second, that he and the Father will send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will remain with them. And lastly, he gives them his farewell gift, the gift of peace. So let's take a look at each of these three admonitions. The first, Jesus tells his apostles and he tells us to remain in his love. Well, how do we do that? We do that, he tells us, by keeping his word. Keeping the word of Jesus means staying true to the tenets of our faith. It's not always easy to keep the tenets of our Catholic Christian faith. It's not always easy, it's not always popular to keep those tenets. But we're motivated to do that because Jesus has invited us into a relationship of love with him. Our faith is not primarily a rigorous moral code that's sort of imposed on us from the outside. Rather, our faith is the joyful response to a discipleship, to someone who has encountered our Master and seeks to live in relationship with him. The joyful response of discipleship makes all the difference. It even makes our failures easier because we're not afraid of Jesus, but we're motivated out of love to want to do better, to want to be a better disciple, to be reconciled in the sacrament of reconciliation. Remaining in the love of Jesus should be the joy of our lives. Secondly, Jesus tells us that we won't be alone on this journey of discipleship. He and the Father will send the Holy Spirit, as he says, to teach us everything and remind you of all that I have told you. We'll be hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit over the next few weeks leading up to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is critically important because he is our advocate. He's the animator of our faith and our discipleship. He's given to us at baptism, and a fresh outpouring of the Spirit is given to us at our confirmation. He comes to us in his sevenfold gift, a gift to be used. Gifts are given to be used, and so are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This Friday begins the annual novena to the Holy Spirit in preparation for Pentecost. We've been praying this novena for the last few years as a parish family, and I would dare say that this year it's even more important for all of us to pray it fervently as we enter a time of leadership transition, and to pray this novena of the Holy Spirit for our parish and for Father Isaac, our new pastor. The novena can be found on the fifth page of today's bulletin. It's on our website and our social media as well. And again, that begins this Friday, May 31st, and leads us 8 days to the Feast of Pentecost. And lastly, Jesus' farewell gift. His gift is a gift of peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." But it's not an ordinary peace. He says, "Not as the world gives, do I give it to you." And finally, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." The peace of Jesus is peace that comes from faith in him. It's not a peace that waxes and wanes according to the storms of life, but it remains constant. It is a rock. We could say that Jesus in his passion was the most peaceful man in the world at that moment because he was doing his Father's will and he had complete confidence in his Father. From the outside, we would say that there was nothing peaceful about that particular moment. But from the inside, Jesus was at complete peace. And so Jesus' farewell gift of peace is that peace of living in relationship with the Father. We can be in complete peace when we are doing the will of the Father. And that peace remains despite the difficulties that we encounter. We can be at peace because we have remained in the love of Jesus. And we have the Holy Spirit as our companion. My friends, the days of our Easter celebration will soon be concluding, but the graces of this season live on. Let us remember these commencement words of Jesus, to live in friendship with him, to rely on the Holy Spirit, and to abide in the peace that comes from our faith. And as this month of May comes to an end, let us also ask for the prayers of the Holy Mother of God. May she who always rested in the peace of faith help us always to rest in that peace and in the power of the Holy Spirit.